The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I have an in for Pat. Well, high summer is synonymous with high pollen levels and a concern for people across the country, young people and so on, hay fever, allergies, asthma. The World Health Organization said 1 in 4 European adults currently suffer from hay fever, including severe asthma. But by 2050, this is to double to 1 in 2 people. Well, Ruth Morrow is respiratory nurse specialist with the Asthma Society of Ireland. And it's a pleasure to welcome you to the programme. I have to confess that for 30 years, I've been a member of the Asthma Society. I'm on my Becketide and formoterol inhalers. Welcome to the programme. What causes this hay fever? Is it just pollen?
Good morning, Ivan. Thanks very much for having us on this morning. It's a number of things. Pollen is one of the things that can cause hay fever. And, you know, hay fever is a very kind of, I suppose, unusual term in one way, because it's not caused by hay and you don't get a fever with it. So, but there are lots of things out there that can cause it. So pollen, primarily at this time of the year, is the main one. And there's plenty of different pollens around as well. So this time of year, it tends to be grass and weeds and some fungal pollens, fungal spores kicking in now as well. Earlier in the year, it would be kind of things like tree pollens. And again, there's loads of different types of tree pollens. So what might bother somebody mightn't bother somebody else. So, and the key is to get onto the correct treatment and try and manage your symptoms the best you can.
Now, streaming eyes, blocked sinus, a runny nose, and then separately asthma, in terms of the connection between what we'll call hay fever and asthma is...
Yes, basically, I suppose the two of the conditions, and you can throw eczema into that as well, or dermatitis, because the three conditions actually are, I do call them like sisters, because it's similar to what's going on in the nose as to what's going on in the airways. So as you said earlier, about 25% of people in the country actually have hay fever. Around about 10% of the population have actually got asthma. And of that, people that have asthma, 85% of them will have pollen as one of their trigger factors. So the two, you know, conditions go hand in hand. So it's really important actually to manage the nose symptoms as well as managing the asthma, because if you don't manage the nose, it can affect the asthma also.
Now, my asthma got so bad in my sort of late teens and so on. I used to have cortisol injections to breathe. It really turned into almost an attack situation. And I know people who have died from asthmatic attacks. So what are the best treatments? Is prevention one of the best?
So you can, prevention helps, and you can do things to kind of mitigate against the symptoms. Obviously, managing things, getting onto your hand antihistamines early on, which you can get over the counter in the pharmacy to manage your hay fever symptoms. If they don't work for you, or they're only giving you maybe a little bit of relief, talk to your doctor as well, because, you know, there are other treatments out there. There are also nasal sprays that are very helpful as well to help manage symptoms. Some of those actually you can get in your pharmacy over the counter as well. But things like, you know, wearing your wraparound sunglasses, putting some Vaseline or petroleum jelly on the nose, making sure if you're drying the clothes outside, give them a good shake before you bring them in so you're not bringing the pollen into the house. If you are an outdoor worker or you're outdoor for a long period of time, you know, make sure that when you come in that you actually have a shower, wash your hair to get the pollen off you, because it's going to stay on you. And then when you get into bed, then you're going to end up inhaling it. So there's plenty of little tips and tricks that we can give you, you know, through our patient support services in the Asthma Society to help you manage those.
Yeah, I found the inhalers very good. I found the Ventolin gives me instant relief.
Ventolin will give you instant relief, but it does not treat the underlying problem when it comes to your asthma. So the most important thing with asthma is to make sure that you're on a controller medication. So, and this can be a number of things. There's a few different ones out there. There's the things like you say, like Becketide. Then there is the combination therapies, which are now kind of the mainstay treatment of asthma. So the combination or the preventer treatments, they are the most important treatment for managing asthma. And they're the ones that you should be taking every day. If you're using your Ventolin more than twice a week, that would indicate that your asthma is not controlled and that you should get an asthma review and have your treatment reviewed.
Okay. And of course, you can get an allergy test to see, you know, I had that in Baggot Street back in the day, where they just get your arm and they put different substances, whether it's dust mites or whether it's pollen or whatever, and they swell up. That is recommended to people, is it?
For some people, not for everybody, because not everybody has allergic type asthma. There are lots of other different types of asthma as well. But the skin prick testing is helpful, but you can also get a blood test done with your GP as well, called a specific IgE. That can be helpful as well. So if you can kind of detect those allergies, it can, you know, you can go, you know, put strategies in place to kind of mitigate against them. But not everybody has allergic type asthma, so then they have to kind of manage their triggers otherwise.
Okay, and other than your GP or the sort of HSE, the health services, what services do the Asthma Society provide?
Okay, so we have two services, or three services actually. Our website, asthma.ie, is the one that you can get access to all our services. Then we have our advice line service, where you can call the number, a free phone number. Again, you can get that number on the website there, or you can actually book yourself a slot on the website to speak to one of our asthma nurses. And then we have a WhatsApp messaging service, where you can send us a message and we can send you, for example, the tips and tricks for managing your hay fever. We can send them to you. We can send you information about how to manage your asthma, how to kind of know the five-step rule, and different videos on how to use your inhaler, etc. So they are our main resources that we have.
Okay, some texts in, Ruth. Could you ask your guest, would dog or cat hair contribute to hay fever?
Dog and cat hair can actually trigger asthma, and of course, you know, and it can. And it's not so much the hair itself, it's actually the saliva on the animal that actually, and dogs and cats lick themselves all the time. So that's where the allergen lies within that. So they can be a trigger for asthma symptoms. Of course, the other thing is you can have hay fever symptoms all year round, and we call that perennial allergic rhinitis. And that can be, a house dust mite would be one of the main causes of that, and indoor and outdoor air pollution can help, you know, can cause it as well.
Okay, Shane and Tala says, I'm dying with hay fever, stuffed nose, difficult breathing, my lungs are burning. Maybe it's triggered my asthma. Only think that after hearing that lady. I think he should see his GP. What do you think?
Definitely, or give us a call on the advice line, or okay, send us a message on the WhatsApp and we can advise you, definitely. The advice line number is 1800 44 54 64 and the WhatsApp number is 086 059 0132. And those numbers are all on the advice line, on our website, asthma.ie, which is probably easier.
No, it is an excellent organisation, the Asthma Society. I couldn't speak highly enough. Finally, I've had hay fever for the past 20 years. It started when I was about 16. I've been really badly affected by each summer except for 2018, and the last year was 2024. I've been on everything from over-the-counter and prescribed medication. Does your guest know which pollen may not have been around last year, as I was unaffected last year but smothered again this summer?
No, I mean, it changes. It's kind of, and the other thing about hay fever as well, people can develop it at any stage of their life, and you could have had it 10 years ago and it might have gone away and then it can come back again. So it's very kind of, you know, it's unpredictable. But there are different pollens around, and again, with different times of the year, for example, as I said, in March, April time when the trees are starting to bud, that can actually, you know, trigger symptoms, and then that might settle down and that mightn't bother you again until next year. So it just depends. The other thing that's actually on our website, there is a pollen tracker, which is very useful. So if you click onto the website and just put in pollen forecast into the search bar, it will come up, and that will actually give you the pollen forecast for the next 3 days, and it'll tell you what the different types of pollen as well that are problematic at this present moment. For example, like at the moment it's grasses and some trees and some fungal spores as well.
All right, do check out the Asthma Society, asthma.ie website as a starting point and get all the help. My thanks to Ruth Morrow, respiratory nurse specialist at the Asthma Society of Ireland. And if you are suffering, the only thing I will say to you is that my doctor said to me when I was in my late teens, you know what, when you turn into an old man, you'll have less trouble. And now he was right. I do have less trouble now, and I see my son suffering from it. So it may not be totally...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.